around to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Yo, what up? So, me and Britt is about to make some magic happen again on the podcast because we are introducing something special to the, well, we're not really introducing anything, but besides the show, but we about to have another show. I'm about to call her up and we got, well, let me get her on before I start set tripping. Yeah, yeah. I push rhymes like wait. But there we is. There we are.
What up?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Do you hear me? Because I hear you.
I hear you.
Got you. Now, just before calling you, I was letting the peoples know that we got something special for them, right, tonight.
Especial.
Is the owl of the especies, okay? Now, we already hit them with like the 80s and the 90s bangers, right?
Bang bang.
Yeah, man, and I got some feedback from that too.
Oh.
A lot, you know what? I get the best feedback, all right? It's easy to get feedback online and stuff like that, Twitter, IG, well, you know, wherever I post my show. But when I get the text messages and the DMs about the shows, that is just love right there.
Right?
That's just love. But yeah, we got some feedback off of the 90s joint. We took a lot of people back. And they even hit us with some history. But tonight, we about to hit them with some history. And the history that we about to hit them with is attached to movies. And so we're going to give you our personal top five black movies that we feel like was important, that we needed, okay, that shaped us, that is cemented in history, and we need it. Hear me out when I said it. We needed these movies, okay?
We needed it.
So, Britt, since you are a reoccurring family member on this show, co-host, right?
Mm-hmm.
You set stuff on fire, okay? Left eye. You get to go first. So again,
okay.
So again, to everybody, we're going to go back and forth, Jadakiss Styles P, right? We're going to go back and forth of our top five black movies that influenced and is much needed to watch and was a purpose. We needed these. We needed these movies. So we're about to give you 10 classic. And you know what? Even if we do share, we're not going to replace it, right? We're not going to replace
it. Okay.
We're just going to elaborate and add on to, you know, if we pick the same joint.
Okay.
All right, okay. What you got?
Good thing I got some extras listed just in case.
Okay.
We throw some honorable mentions. Because you know movies is my thing. Yes, music is too, but...
Well, we're about to see. You solidified yourself in the 80s. You stamped it with the 90s. Now it's time to see...
If I can hang with the movies.
Oh, yeah, because movies is a whole... That's... Okay, play around with
these. Yeah, someone at a ballpark.
Hey,
that's something else.
I know my demographic, Britt. That my listeners, they know they shit.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of feedback you get after this one.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go with one of my personal favorites. Oh, my God, I love this movie. You know it, Inside and Out. Do the Right Thing.
Okay, let's go there. Let's go there. And I said, let's go there now. Let's say this. Why? Why is it important? Why is Do the Right Thing important to our culture?
Well, actually, what's crazy is we still dealing with everything in that movie.
Absolutely.
The racism, hell, the fashion. you know, he got the J's in there.
He got the J's. Now, look, they're going to kill me for this one because I can't remember which ones he had. I don't know if he had on the fours or the threes. He had on one or the other. And I think
he had on the threes.
He had on the threes?
No, he did not have on the threes.
He had on the fours.
Was it the fours?
He had to have the fours on.
I should know this. Hold on.
I know it's a gang of cats. I know 12 Cal yelling at us right now. I know.
I'm sorry. It's later. I'm on a different time zone. It's later. I'm not.
Oh, no. I know my New York cats, but boy, my man Jarv, I know Jarv is barking at the phone, right? I should be getting a text message any time now.
let's see. The Air Jordan 2. Okay.
They not the
two. It says the Air Jordan 2, but that was... Is that what Mookie's wearing or Bugging Out?
I don't know. Because
remember, Bugging Out, he gets his shoe stepped on and he goes off.
Let me see.
He's like, that's when he's like, who told you to walk on my side of the street in my neighborhood? Oh, I should know this. Oh my gosh, I wish they'd give me a straight answer. Air Jordan 4s.
You got on 4s.
I got on the fours. I should have known that. That's my favorite J.
Yeah, that's crazy. He had the fit on. That fit was hard. Mm-hmm. Like that fit can reach 2022 because the way he's wearing it now, the shirt might be a little too baggy for this era. But the rest of the fit, I fuck with it. The Dodger, he got on the Dodger jersey with the thigh high shorts, and I think they didn't have compression shorts back then, so. I don't know those must have been some tights, NBA tights or whatever the case may be. And then you got on the fours. Like I rock with that fit. I might rock that fit on Halloween. I might just do that.
You gonna be Mookie?
He got the Jackie Robinson on. I might have to do that, man. I got some Mookie fours.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do that. Can we talk about...
Is the first lady going to be Rosie Perez's character?
I was about to say. Hey, now.
Mookie. Mookie.
It's the voice, though, man. She already know what it is, man.
But with Do the Right Thing, though, like, it's crazy. Because after everything happened with George Floyd and everything... And it ended up coming on TV. And I've seen it before then, way, way before then. But just to, like, watch it right after something like that happens, you're like, yo, we're still dealing with this. Like, they killed Radio Raheem over a freaking radio.
Over a radio.
Choked him out with the club and, it's crazy.
I lifted him up? Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then, you know, in the neighborhood, the Asians don't like the whites, don't like the blacks. They follow them around in the store.
That's definitely what it was in the 90s, everywhere.
Yeah. But, Spike Lee got a lot of good movies that kind of, you know, with our culture and everything. It's crazy. I'm not going to go there too early.
Spike Lee is that dude, man. Spike Lee can call me. I want to be in one of his movies. The way is because his movies is like jazz. It's so smooth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's smooth drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Spike Lee.
And the soundtrack was fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Public Enemy and all. Oh my God.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? He was already on his gym teams.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's nice. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What you got?
I got to kick it off, man. I got to kick it off. I'm going on the opposite side of the turf, man. I got to go Boys in the Hood.
Okay, you know that's on mine.
I got to go Boys in the Hood.
You know, Ricky.
So look, so many things. We got the typical athlete in LA that don't make it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got the gang violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
You show the culture of Crenshaw, the street. You know what I'm saying? You got the low lows. You got different sets. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. That was like, you know, you got Vegas got their strip. Well, we got, you know, Crenshaw and we got Sunset. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so it will all, Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society will always be compared to each other. Right?
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I say Menace to Society was just a more vivid,
so dark.
Yeah, it was like a darker version Ooh. of Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood, yeah. Boys in the Hood was like the blueprint of LA. You know what I'm yeah. saying? It gave you just enough and yeah. gave you an idea of how mm-hmm. Los Angeles was and really on in West LA. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say Boys in the Hood would probably be the number one West Coast movie or LA movie of all time because it was the blueprint. Even though, you know, Colors came before that, but that gave you
Colors.
Yeah, it went in depth on the gang violence mm-hmm. in general. Boys in the Hood had so many messages. You had a broken home, but you had co-parenting. You know, did I say mm-hmm. that right?
Co-parenting, yeah.
Okay, I don't know because my Marcy and my son be laughing at me because I don't be saying words right.
Oh, I know. I've been witness to it.
Yeah. I just wanted to...
Specifically.
Hey, I went to Fremont, dog. Hey, I, it's no shame in my game. You know what I'm saying? Public school. I'm a public school Avenger. You feel me? No, but it was so many messages. Like, you know, and look at the cast, though. Like Lawrence Fishburne, Ice Cube, Cuba Gooding Jr., Angela Bassett, mm-hmm. Regina
Morris
King,
Chestnut.
Nia Long, yeah, Morris Chestnut, Yo-Yo.
Yep. Everybody in.
Come on.
The other thing with that in that movie, and people—I'm not saying people don't pick up on this, but it's not one of the first messages that you like think about. But you had Ricky. Yeah. You know, he could be going to college. He has at this, but then you got Doughboy, who, she gave up.
She gave up on Doughboy so long ago. But that's yep. how it was though in some households yep. where some kids were treated as the favorite because of the talent.
Yep.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? They knew that's Ricky is also the kid where let cuz go cuz you know he an athlete. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like to the point where certain games would probably protect you so you can get up out of here. But yep. he fell into, you know, those L.A. Statistics of, you know, just young man not reaching 18, not reaching 21. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Because of gang
yep.
violence.
Yeah.
Still one of the most heartfelt scenes. But the reason why I say this is important to the culture, because this gave a true, this was the dictionary of L.A., they gave mm-hmm. they gave you all the black stereotypes up in here. A strong black man or whatever that's raising a kid by himself. Well, mm-hmm. he has a mother, but a strong black mother. Two strong black parents that couldn't be together. They separated, but they still raised the kid. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen both sides, living with his mom, then moving with his dad, which is in a much rougher area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're around rougher kids, things like
yeah.
that. And then you grow up like that. And there's always been the kids that in the hood, you knew who, you know, Doughboy. That was the baddest kid on the block. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Ricky, obviously the most athletic kid on the block. Then you got Trey, which is, he's the affiliate to everybody. You know what I'm saying? The kid who was raised right, but just in the hood.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you mix it mm-hmm. all up. Man, come on. You want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
That's crazy to say, right? Do you want to see a dead body?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That face haunted me a long time, Britt, when I was watching that as a kid.
Yeah.
All right. What you got? Shout out to Doughboy.
All right. So we got, that's one that we got both. Because that was my next one.
Okay.
All right. Next, I'm going with Dead Presidents.
You better watch your temper, okay? Now, look, this didn't make my list, but it could have made my list. Please proceed. Please educate me.
Okay. So in Dead Prez,
yes,
it touched on a whole lot. You know, being put in a position where you don't have money, you know, you think you're doing something good, and think that that's going to help you out. Like his own mother was like, no. Yeah, the white man. And think his own mother was like, no, I don't want you to go serve. Like, you know, they were against it. He's like, no, I'll, you know, the PTSD. And not getting the help that you need after that, and then struggling with that, and then coming back, and you're not able to, and you coming back, and your
old lady had a sugar daddy.
Yeah, she had a thang tang while you was gone.
Yeah.
And he's still coming around being disrespectful, talking about get you something for you and the baby, just for you and the baby. What? Yeah,
that's right there. We got to knuckle up, and you got to let me get the first five punches off GP.
And then coming back, and half the people hooked on crack, heroin, whatever it was.
Everybody strung out.
And then struggling, wanting to get some money. So what you do, you're scheming.
Because that was like the birth of cats coming back from the war. And these are the ones that wasn't, these were the veterans that weren't taken care of. These are the veterans that's on skid row right now.
Yep. So, Dead Prez.
It taught you a lot about PTSD. It taught you about serving this country and then coming back to poverty.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I won't say amazing in a good way. It's insane that you have these people putting their lives on the line and witnessing so much and having to deal with so much, and you can't like actually decently take care of them.
Yeah. And when you start to see everybody go down one by one, it was a sad situation. But the cold part about it is, it was like they was forced to live that lifestyle or to make those moves because they trying to get a dollar. They trying to support themselves. They trying to take care of a family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they thought it was a way out and get them set up. It's either I'm going to die in the streets or I go there. I could die, but I could come back and... You know, take care of my family. No, you can't even take care of your family.
Britt, you want to talk about a soundtrack?
Man.
Oh, you better watch it.
Any good movie has a phenomenal soundtrack.
Yo, that soundtrack smelled like wave grease, a dirty incense.
And a scratch of Anthony Hamilton.
with Prince on in the background, real low.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, no, I'm saying
every
like
every motherfucking time.
No, I'm just saying like
I know.
You know, he was. You know, he was played in that era. I had to turn that down. My bad.
So good.
All right. Yeah. Dead Prez, man. I love the way that movie was shot. It had this gritty, like not dark, but like tinted look to it. It's like you could smell the rain.
You could smell the lit cigarette.
Yeah, it felt cold. At times,
was dark enough. It wasn't Minister Society dark, but it was dark enough.
Right. All right. So my next one. Ooh, it's a doozy.
Oh shit!
House Party.
Man.
Yeah. House Party. I think House Party is in the top three best movies of all time. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
Do it.
This was a true representation of actual house parties. And it described that era. It described so much like the love that we have for our culture back then to have dance routines. You know what I'm saying? Like low key dance battles with inside and then go back to dancing with each other at the end. Slow jams.
slow jam sneaking out the house.
Come on, man. When you used to just slide that hand down to see how far down the waist you can go. Yo, because if you can grab those buns, it is over, bucko.
But then on top of that, Baylor, you got the friends. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not young and in high school anymore. I don't know how it happens. But, you know, the two homegirls, best friends, they get together. They talk about the boy. Oh, I like him. No, you, that one's for you. That yeah. one's yours.
Yeah. Yo, we had when we used to try to beat that report card home.
It wasn't a report card though. It was an incident report thing. He was gonna get a phone call because he got into the fight, remember?
Right. But I'm just saying
he called mommy out her name.
I'm just saying in general, like that was our era we would try to hurry up and get home, like just like how he did, try to hurry up and get home and get that phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I used to do that shit all the time. And then, but it was the dancing thing. It was like, it was the secret crush. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, when you had a crush on somebody, then you had like the bullies. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it usually be some niggas that's related, like brothers.
Full force, get hype.
Full force, man. Bowlegged Lou. Shout out, hey, yo. Real quick, shout out to Bowlegged Lou. He was not recently, but he was on D Murph's Flagrant 2 podcast. Shout out to
No, he was?
Yeah.
My godkid's mom is friends with him.
Word.
See? Oh yeah, like real friends, like legit.
Oh, see, we all need to just go and play golf or something.
Bowlegged Lou,
Full Force, Martin Lawrence, John Witherspoon, man. Rest in peace, Tisha Campbell, AJ Johnson, Kid Play, Robin Harris, the God,
and the battles, not just the dance battles, but the two friends rap battling each other.
No, but the intimacy, you know what I'm saying, and the urgency you have. Intimacy and urgency in the same room, and you say, "Baylor, what are you talking about?" That's when they was about to get it on, and then them parents show up. Oh, you got a nigga. I don't know if y'all ran under the bed before, if y'all hid in the closet, or if y'all had to climb out of the window. But those were the top three spots that you had to get to. Man, this was a beautiful
movie. And having the rubber in your wallet.
Yo.
Since seventh grade.
Yo, and then cats back in middle school, high school, yo, that's like elite porn days. That's elite porn days. Because when you find out how to spank that thing, man, Lord. You're going to work. I'm talking about going to work.
Oh my God.
Nah,
Man, but those battles.
The battles. Because,
I mean, I liked House Party 2 as well. I'm going to put all of them. Well, not all of them.
So that's the thing. I didn't want to put. Technically, they got like five movies. Five or six or something like that. And then there's going to be a reboot.
There's four House Party, and then there's Class Act. That's.
No, I thought it was another.
Mm-mm. It's four.
It's four. It's only four. I thought it was five.
Right. There's four.
I really like two.
I like two as well. Pajama Jammy Jam.
Yeah. That was my show. I felt like that was, you mix that in with A Different World, like I'm sold.
Yeah.
It gave me positive black vibes. You feel me? And that's why I picked House Party, because it was just, that was the true essence of a house party right there. And then if you really notice, they didn't have that drama like inside the party like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a typical LA party, 9 times out of 10 is going to be some type of gang or two over there. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be some gangs up in there. But in this one, it wasn't no gangs. These were just, they may have had cliques and shit like that. And the only gang that there was all the brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it just felt like, you know what I'm saying, can't wait till Friday night or whatever, and then we're going to do it again Saturday night. type of thing. You got kids running around trying to be a responsible as they can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. House party, definitely.
Yeah. Man, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Love that movie. All right. So my next one, of course, got to be Friday.
Okay. All right. So I didn't put that one on my list, but I was going. Dead Prez and Friday was definitely my backups.
Your backups. Those are my backups.
Okay. All right. Tell me.
So with Friday, I mean, typical LA. I mean, they do it everywhere. They just call it different stuff. But they're kicking it outside on the front porch, on the front stoop, just all day long. Smoking, chilling, listening to music, neighborhood shit popping off. And, you know, the mom and daddy going to work. You got a little babysitter. I don't even know what was up with her. But anyway, you got the crush down the street. You got the crackhead walking up and down the street begging. Two crackheads walking down the street begging. can't forget Felicia. He's there.
Hey, Felicia, always trying to borrow something.
What did he say? Here comes Felicia begging ass.
That is a beautiful woman. That's a beautiful actress.
She is. And then you got the neighborhood bully, Debo. Yep. When Red said, yeah, it's like it's both ours. We just keep it down at my house.
Man. He ain't going to cry in the car. It created so many saint quotes and memes. Like, yo, man, you ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
So many things.
Yeah, what you smoking on?
Yo, my daughter was born in 2015. And she say bye, Felicia. And has never watched the movie.
Oh, my God.
And she say bye, Felicia, all the time. Never seen the movie. That's how classic that movie is. Like, my 6-year old be saying bye, Felicia, and never watched it.
That is funny. I told the first lady today I was going to send your daughter a message tomorrow. I got to say hi to her.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, when you exchange numbers, I said it's over.
Yeah. I mean, yo, she FaceTimed me within like an hour.
Yeah, she was on it. She was like, soon as I get Wi-Fi, I'm calling you. You don't understand that the friendship started a long time ago before you even approved of it.
Is my friend coming?
Yeah. and she will call. If you just give her it's over. Y'all go together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she FaceTimed me real quick, like, hi, what are you doing? Oh, man. But back to that movie. You want to talk about a soundtrack? I know we mentioned this before.
Oh, man, you got three. What, you got three soundtracks in a row?
Yes. Man, we mentioned the Friday soundtrack before.
When I mentioned my fourth one. Oh,
shit.
Yeah, that soundtrack killing everybody.
And killing Fridays?
It'll be a good versus. It'll be a good versus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that idea. Hey, Greg, write that down. Obviously, I can't tell you the movie yet, but I'll tell you.
Okay. And most people know how good Friday. We really didn't even need to elaborate on Friday.
We didn't.
But
Friday is literally, I know I said this about House Party, but Friday is literally one of the best movies ever. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. It was like Disney mature. You know what I mean? Because it gave me just enough. it was another one of those. It's giving you an idea of LA. It's giving you an idea of a Saturday, a Friday night to a Saturday on this block. And
around Normandy and Webster.
Yeah, like, and it would be like that. Like, everything that happened in that movie probably has happened in real life.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, the outcome is probably a little bit different, but the most important thing about that, is what a lot of people don't talk about, is that was still one of them old blocks to where the parents knew the neighbors and advice, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They know that's, yeah, they know Craig, you know, they know his parents. You know what I'm saying?
Stanley.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Miss Parker. Oh, we.
Miss Parker,
let me tell you. But yeah,
we were just praying. We were just praying.
it's the yell, like when Bernie Mac scream and Marlon Wayans scream. I just can't.
Oh my God.
I just can't, man. But no, man, just Bernie Mac. Like. Yo, they had so many cameos. Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I don't consider that just a hood classic anymore. Like, that's a universe classic right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in fifth grade. You know, in the fifth grade yearbooks, they were cheap, so it was, you know, paper. And it had a little questionnaire. What's your favorite movie? I wrote. I have it. I could send you the picture. I wrote Friday. In fifth grade.
Damn.
My favorite movie is Friday.
See? Y'all not. Yeah. Look at that. Y'all be ready for history like that. Y'all some chops. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that one. Oh, that's a good one. That's a great one. That's Hall of Fame. All right.
What's your next one?
Now, my next one. Oh, my God. I got to go with The Sandlot.
The Sandlot?
I got to go with The Sandlot. I got to go with
what?
I'm going to tell you why. That was the time where blacks and whites started to say, all right, you know, we kids, let's just be cool. You know what I'm saying? They all play. This was like prime kids outside. You know what I'm saying? And they had a passion for a sport, which they call America's sport. In baseball. And if just think about how pure the childhoods were, where they had to go scrape up money to go buy a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was going to, they made it a goal to get a baseball to play a game outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't really see the parents that much. You know what I'm saying? What I always wanted to be a part of is one of those blocks where they had block parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the huge celebration was the 4th of July, but it was like the celebration that's in, you know, I recently did a podcast with my boy Drake, Mr. D713, Everything's Culture, Juneteenth. If we got a black version of what I seen on The Sandlot, I'd need every bit of that. Every bit of that.
That one definitely threw me off.
Yeah. So the reason why I picked it is because, like, that was that showed how pure just a kid's life was back then. Like, they had a passion for something and they made it work.
Did it every day.
Yeah, like they were so in love with this with the sport of baseball that they literally would get a signed baseball,
man,
by some legends just to play the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you got classic. You got the classic, this my city versus your city type of rivalries. You know what I'm saying? Like, you from that side of town, we from this side of town. Let's play baseball and then fight.
Man.
That's classic right there, man. That's like early 60s right there when
yeah.
It wasn't sweet for us. It wasn't sweet for black people. But you did have those progressed neighborhoods where the white and blacks were all cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this was we in the thickness of racism still in the 60s, yeah. the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you had the typical nerds. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You had the prettiest girl in the neighborhood or the prettiest girl at school or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You had all of that. You had all of that. I think we need to get mm-hmm. back to that.
Now that one definitely I was not expecting.
Yeah, shout out to Sandlot, man. Yeah. And shout out to Darth Vader. Mufasa.
That thunder voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about neighborhoods
Ooh.
And parties and whatnot.
Ooh.
I'm going with Cooley High.
You're going to shut your mouth now.
I'm going with Cooley High.
Yo, why you got all my B-sides?
Because I'm a B-side lady.
Yo, that's crazy.
Everything I love, I'm B-side.
This was an album that didn't come out. Like all the movies you picked were my second options to the ones that I picked. This is crazy.
Well, that's why I'm always on the show. I gotta cover.
And you know what? And truth be told, because I'm not saying that like they weren't good enough to be in the top five. I honestly had those. Let's just say we share about 8 or 9 of the 10.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to do my best to where we didn't have too many as the same. I figured Boys in the Hood would be one. You know what I'm saying?
But definitely.
I had at least 10 movies that I could have did, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Cooley High.
This is a call right here. You know, I love this era. I love this era. I wish I was a teenager in that era. So smooth back then.
Yep. And look, they got the house party thing going on there. They went and trashed old girl's place, breaking out in the fight.
They were freakier in that party, though.
They were. They had the lights turned down. They was playing the slow jams and hugging up and catching the booty, seeing how far they could go. they were chased around the neighborhood, getting in trouble at home. You had Preach looking after his little sister and mama working long hours. And then at the end, rest in peace. Yeah. You know, and man,
I was sick. I was sick at the end of the movie.
Man, I still to this day cry. At the end of that movie. Man.
But them niggas, them gangs, they was good to pull out a knife, though.
Oh, yeah.
Them niggas will pull out a knife. Where y'all get these knives from?
But then, look, back in the day, you had, after school, you had the neighborhood hangout, whether it was a diner, an arcade, whatever.
Yeah.
They in the back gambling. I think they were shooting dice.
And these niggas had organized neighborhood gangs, though. Like, these niggas had outfits and uniforms and...
Oh, yeah. Letterman jackets and shit.
Yo, these niggas was fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the Cobras, man. Like, hey, yo. Hey, Britt. Hey, hear me out, dog. Look. Why these niggas talk like they reading a poem? Hey, watch it, man.
Well, right, all back in the 70s. That's how they...
Hey, you was a sucker. And you can't prove it by me, chump. I'm like, hey, that chump really used to piss niggas off, though. Like,
I know. And it's like, man, that's some soft-ass shit.
Look here, it's a Lord, sucker. Yo, y'all used to put emphasis or like basic ass words and be like, yeah, sucker. You dig that, sucker.
Yeah.
Yo, jive. He jiving.
But look, back in the day too, way back then, because they don't do that shit no more, Preach was reciting and writing poetry for old girl.
Yeah. He's a simp. No, I'm not saying that being a simp is a bad thing. He was simping. He was simping.
He was cupcake no filling. No, is what
hey, because that was a horny Brit. We got to call it how it is. The 70s, that was a horny era.
Man, do you remember when he was trying to get with old girl? They were messing around in the bedroom, and she had them big old.
I love watching those 70s movies, man. Them niggas just talk so raw. Man, I forgot. He was like, "Yeah, I'll fuck yo." I was like, "What? Why did you just say that like that?" She chose me.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, Cooley High.
Yeah, that's a good, like, yo, we got to write down all these movies and just watch them all in one day. That's an emotional roller coaster right there. Because I'm not, how you watch Cooley High after Dead Prez?
Because in between, you watch Friday and lighten up
You got to. Our Sandlot. You got to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to. All right. So now, So now, Greg, I want you to do this. What soundtrack did you pick? You picked the Friday soundtrack.
Yeah.
All right. So the Friday soundtrack for my next movie, Boomerang.
I should have known, especially after the last show we did.
Boomerang. Let me tell you why Boomerang is one of the most important black films of all time for us.
Okay.
By us, FUBU. this was mid to late 20s dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This also showed what a lot of people don't talk about, because they look at it and it's a drama. It's a nigga who he's basically a player. You know what I'm saying? Bachelor. Yeah. You know, and sleeping with a gang of different women, telling them lies, blah 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 blah. But we got to talk about the black excellence in the movie, of how young he was, having his own spot. Or whatever, et cetera. You know what I mean? And then you just had the cocky guy meets the nerdy but yet cute, what do you want to call it, assistant?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they helped each other. She helped him grow as a man, and he brought out a more confident side of her, because he hurt her, and that turned on, she went dark, and then but that to me that darkness is small to who she really is, and what it did was just opened her eyes about how it is about life, dating. You know what I'm saying? And I think the way her character ended at the end of the movie. She went from a beautiful young black woman to a strong, beautiful black woman, and she got what she wanted.
What I love about Boomerang is John Witherspoon. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yo, he's been in
four to eight.
he's been in three of the movies we talked about so far.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. But yep. I love him.
Yeah, man. We all
just gotta put, I love him. But yeah, Boomerang, that you throwing curveballs at me. Not expecting. Yeah, well,
the last one is a special one.
Especial.
Yeah. Especially as Al it can be.
Yeah, Boomerang really threw me off. But that one does touch on a lot of stuff. The player part.
Yeah.
Because in true fashion, that
club,
shit.
The club lounge life. You know what I'm saying? When you with your fellas and y'all trying to, you know, scope the party out and things like that. The bachelor pad. Yeah. Like cats. This was like you maybe a year or two removed from the college life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So... That's the That's an important dating era right there, is that mid to late 20s. Oh, that's a crucial dating stage. And that's why I think this was important.
And showing all the tricks of dating. Yeah. Got a dog and he lost it.
Yeah.
And man, please.
Can we talk about sexual harassment? Was in here?
Man.
Heavy.
Was it? Wait. Strong J?
Oh, man.
Strong J?
What was the name of that perfume?
Oh, my God. I do not
remember. I just remember she gave birth to it, and I said, yeah.
Oh, God, that shit was nasty. And then, old boy loved it, though. The one in charge of marketing, whatever.
Oh, he was melting when that shit came on.
Oh, my God. And
you talk about a fanboy.
What was her name? What was the older woman's name in the movie?
I just had her name in my head, too.
Marquez.
I'm not wearing any panties. Sexual harassment. That's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Man. And then, not saying it's shallow.
Lady Eloise.
Yes. Lady Marquez. Mm-hmm. But she, not her, but even like picking up the stuff, like stuff certain, how do I say it? It was Martin Lawrence, David Alan Grier, and Eddie Murphy. The friends, they're three different men, three different types of men. And when they sit down and talk and they're talking about dating, and like you kind of get all sides to dating and different perspectives.
Yeah.
But when Eddie Murphy is in bed and he got to pull the covers up to look at them
check
feet.
Check those feet. Yo, shout out to Hayes. Shout out to my boy Hayes. He said he got to check them dogs. Got to check them dogs.
Most men these days got to check the dogs.
Yeah, you got to check them things because it's important who you going to bed with.
And can't be cutting up the sheets, huh?
Yo, because she might be lying where she work at. She might be standing on top of a goddamn building and turning it into cement in the daytime. Oh. Shout out to Gargoyles.
Oh my God.
That's a classic cartoon.
All right. So what? We only had one that was the same? Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood was the For only real? One we had the same. And then my last one is special because I didn't pick the last one. No. Marcy picked the last one.
Oh shit. Well, I got one more, and then I know we said we weren't going to do honorable mentions, but if we ain't got the same one, which I don't think we will, even if Marcy picked it, I got an honorable mention then.
Okay. All right. What you got?
All right. My last one, which also has a fire-ass soundtrack, Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, you not playing. I got to go today.
With women. Oh, my God. The women up in there.
Oh, man. Everybody. Everybody tastes like soul food.
What?
Everybody in there tastes like soul food.
Tastes like soul food. You got Angela Bassett.
Yes.
Whitney.
Mm.
Can't remember the other two names.
Layla.
Yes.
I think her last name was like Rachon. Whatever water she drinking.
Same water as Sade and Angela Bassett.
Oh, man. You had Gregory Hines.
What did you say on the last show? On like butter cookies?
Yeah. Butter or sugar. One of them. I think I said butter.
Mm-hmm. I think you said butter cookies.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you got four black women, friends, all got a different story, all got different issues going on. You got the single mom.
Yeah.
Struggling with her son being bad, and then daddy in and out and whatever.
You got the husband who's been sneaking around with the snow bunny.
With the snow bunny, and then leaving the wife for the snow bunny.
Damn.
And leaving her high and dry with the kids.
Had to set that damn BMW on fire.
Yeah, well, you'd be mad too if you put your life on hold for how many years, helped him start the company. And he want to leave you for a white woman.
Leave you for a white one.
And then decide to tell you when you're getting ready to go out to this party.
Yeah, I never, ever since that character, every character he has ever played in a TV show or a movie, I'd be like, man, that nigga's a sucker.
Man, he a punk ass bitch.
You gotta watch him.
Ain't he the one in Soul Food?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Ain't he the one sleeping around with the cousin in Soul Food?
Oh, man.
Oh, trifling ass motherfucker.
That nigga. Oh my!
But yeah, with the other lady in Soul Food, she got what? She's single, trying to find her a man, a good man. You got the one she's sleeping with, the one who's in a relationship. Then she's sleeping with the old boy from the job, and
yeah,
he's not her type. And he
and oh, then one of them sound like a tiger.
Loretta Devine is the other woman.
Yeah, yeah, she for sure yeah. cooking.
Mm. You know, some candy yams, some greens, mashed potatoes, you know, just left.
Yeah, yeah. Her flirt game was crazy.
Yeah.
It was she was so bubbly.
Mm-hmm. And I love it when she be walking by. I hope he's not watching me. Oh, he watching me.
He was watching that trunk. Yep.
But no, that was a good one. You had Gregory Hines in there. You had
Gregory
a few other
Hines, stuff in there. Like, we don't you talk had about the
Allstate. I don't want to call him by.
Yeah, no, he's Allstate. That's the only thing. He Allstate.
Mm-hmm. But that soundtrack, fire. You had Mary J. Whitney, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, a lot of cocoa butter on there.
Yeah.
A lot of cocoa butter.
Right, right on out them sheets.
And half and half, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was going to make something from scratch. Yep, that's for sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brandy was on that too. Yeah, you had. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jack Harlow don't know who Brandy is, but that's crazy.
What?
Yeah. Or at least he didn't know that Brandy was related to Ray J. But, you know.
And then their cousins, the Snoop.
Yeah, he don't know none of that shit.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, so my last one, which is Marcy's last one.
Mm-hmm.
Or Marcy's pick, is Sister Act 2.
Wow.
And she said is because it showed a kid having a passion for something and sticking with it. Now, maybe the wrong message to say go against your parents, but it'll also prove that everybody's not going to believe in you. So
there was a lot of that too, of going against your parents, because your parents, like what her mom said in that movie, singing does not put food on the table. Singing does not pay bill. Like, yeah, there's a whole lot of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, the nuns giving back to the community. Not only that, I think both the kid they allowed the kids to be themselves, and within the kids being themselves, it taught the nuns to loosen up and to feel a little bit more comfortable. So I think.
Things.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But ultimately, it was a kid believing in herself and going after her dreams. So I think, and it's, you know, it's Black Girl Joy, right? That's what it is. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
I could have just been mixing that with some shit, but it sounded good. no, but it was like, you know, that's Black excellence right there. You know, so I think that's why she picked that one. So that's my five.
Okay. Yeah. You got an honorable mention?
Honorable mention, just off the top, I'll probably go with Menace to Society.
Ooh.
And the reason why is because, again.
So dark.
yeah, but the cool part about it, it showed the more realistic side of Boys in the Hood. See, Boys in the Hood covered everything that you needed to know about South Los Angeles.
Right.
Menace to Society is just a filter.
It's focused on grit.
Yeah, it just focused on the intenseness of the gang violence. That's just about it. And you know, like, what you call it? I cannot think of his name. What was his name? I gotta figure out. Hold on. Kane. So Kane and Kane and what you call it from Boys in the Hood, Trey, is like similar. You know what I mean? The difference is one is being raised by, you know, his parents. The other one is being raised by his grandparents, which is very that's normal out in L.A. where a lot of us was raised by our grandparents. But one of those good kids, but just affiliated with the gangs, not necessarily a gang member, but affiliated with the gangs because this is his friends. This is who he grew up around. You know what I mean? And then he was also. He's also a mixture of Ricky because he was one of those kids that, yo, I got it. In order for me to make it to adulthood, I got to get out of L.A. And he never did. You know what I mean? So if I had to pick another movie, definitely be Menace to Society, but only because it goes more in depth on how the streets were operating at the time.
Got you. That's a good pick. That's a good runner up. I'm gonna go for my runner up with White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump. That's very important because a lot of people don't know about the Venice Beach era. Like that shit.
Oh, I love Venice Beach. Yeah. But there's a lot in that too. I mean, you got. First of all, with Old Boy and your lady again, Rosie Perez, you got the interracial dating.
Interracial dating, yeah.
But more so emphasis in that movie, emphasis on the street hustling.
Yeah.
The court hustling, really.
Niggas was gambling. And,
yeah. Because that's a part of it, too.
Yeah.
Hustling. Yeah, and then, you know, not just hustling the other players on the court, but you hustling your own teammate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to one-up because you're trying to get out the hood.
Trying to get out the jungle.
That was his whole purpose doing that. He was trying to get money and get him, his woman, their baby, up out the hood because they got robbed and shooting and shit all up on the neighborhood. Yeah.
So what was it? A fruit that starts with the letter Q?
What is a quince?
Yo, Billy is just a grade A fuck up.
Man, she told you if you take my money or whatever, if you go do this again, that's it.
Yo, but what about the mob though? Like, that's a cold way to pay your debt is to act like you dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was, nigga, that whole time? That's all I had to do?
Right. Yep. Man.
They used to chase his ass, though.
Huh?
I said they used to chase his ass, though.
Man. And she got dressed quick.
Yeah, she already knows what the deal is. She
got the team down.
She already knows what the deal is from the last boyfriend she had up in Brooklyn.
Man, well, the thing is, he fucked up so bad. The problem was she kept taking his ass back. She kept staying through all the bullshit. So he thought, oh, I'm going to do it again. She's still going to be there. Because he showed up like she was still going to be there.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. She packed her shit and left.
That was a very unique relationship right there.
Man.
I don't know how she bumped into Billy.
Mm-mm. And how he pulled her because he was a cornball.
Man. Man. He definitely gives me the... I still stay with my parents at
33.
You know what I mean?
And man,
which is not a bad thing, but
no, but you could tell he had no. It's no. One thing if you are that, but you got shit going on.
Yeah,
but he ain't got nothing going on.
Nothing.
He hustling. He using his woman for her money. Like he's basically riding off her. Waiting for her to make it on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And win that money. And yeah.
So are we saying Billy's just a piece of shit, period, and she can do much better?
I mean, he couldn't tell that she too was thirsty, you know. I'm thirsty. No, I want you to say
yo, that part right there fucked me up. Like
honor.
Yo, Billy just that nigga was confused.
He was like, huh? No, don't tell me Like, don't go get me water. I don't want you to solve my problem. I want you to say you too are thirsty.
Hey, hey, Billy Hoyle was, at that moment, he was all confused.
And in that scene, I have to go there because it's just right there. If you had to look up the definition of side boob in the dictionary, it's that scene right there.
Yeah.
He has serious side boob.
Yeah. Well, look, shout out to Billy, man.
For fucking it up.
Yeah, somehow you just still up in there. She just, I don't know what it is, man, but you got her. I wonder how they doing today. Billy Hoyle. Sydney Dean.
Man, that's some names for you.
That's a classic. And that's a classic outfit, though, he had on, too.
You know, man,
Sydney was, you know, he's a scammer. That's a scammer.
Oh, yeah. You know, he played your boy.
Yeah, he definitely, you got to watch out for niggas that dark, too. I don't trust niggas that dark.
Wesley Pipes.
Yeah, Wesley. And Wesley was it back in the day, man. That nigga was a pure sniper, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta watch out for him. Gotta watch out for him. That's a classic movie, though. Did you hear about Braun being a producer or director of the standalone but paying homage to House Party? Movie?
No.
Yeah, man. What? Yeah, I forgot. I know DC Young Fly. I forgot the other two names. I think his old boy from The Shy, though, if I'm not mistaken, is on there.
And which boy?
Huh?
You said is he still on The Shy, or was he the one booted off?
Nah, not him. Not him. The other one.
Okay.
Yeah, Emmett.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it's supposed to drop or anything like that, but it was just it was a rumor. It was a rumor that yeah, we got a new House Party coming. And let me just say this: I'm okay with people going back and trying to duplicate some of the classics. You want to know why? I enjoy the classics, and I feel like to me, it's like Nas, King Disease 1 and 2. Like, you can make it dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at people doing do-overs. And, like, I seen what they did with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's a more darker side. But that was dope. Because, like, I would like to see that type of show for a Saved by the Bell or A Different World. You know what I mean? Like, I would want that type of drama, even though those shows came with a lot of lessons and drama attached to it. It was light. It was like light drama. But yeah, no, I'm okay with people doing the redos and shit like that, as long as you just do it right. And if you pay homage, like that How High bullshit, that was total bullshit right there.
Yeah, that was.
Man. So Red and Meth got to be a part of that some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying? So that's why if you do shit like that, that's why niggas ain't gonna fuck with it.
Yeah.
We're not even going to acknowledge that shit.
Yeah, that shit was god awful.
Yeah. But all right. I like that. You wanna go through the list one more time for the people?
For sure. All right, I had Do the Right Thing. I had The Boys in the Hood.
Classic.
Dead Prez.
Absolutely.
Friday.
Yes.
And Coolie High.
Man, Coolie High, that was such a good one.
I'm going to have to watch that this week. I love this.
I had Boys in the Hood myself. House Party, Sandlot, Boomerang. I feel like I want to watch Boomerang tonight. And Sister Act 2, courtesy of the wife. Marcelo Sace.
And just to touch on Sister Act 2,
that came out way, I don't know where my head went. I thought you were about to say touch on Marcy. I said, wait a minute, how did the show go this way?
That's a whole different show. No, to touch back on Sister Act 2, I wish they had a soundtrack for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, man, the way they hit that song in their little finals conference, whatever. Hey, even when they practicing in front of the old people, Oh Happy Day.
Oh Happy. She was just talking about that. She said, you got to hear that note that he had. That man. Hit that note, everybody felt proud.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then when they actually went and performed, they put Janet up in there.
Yeah.
What have you done for him lately?
Yo, shout out to Janet. Just being Janet.
Miss Jackson, if you nasty.
Oh man, I know she is. I know about them nipples.
But yeah, that I wish. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to find those songs, those versions of those songs online. It's so hard to find. Yeah. You got to pull up the scene on YouTube or something to watch it.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Well, next time, Brett, we're going to hit them with a different one. I haven't figured that one out yet. I'm pretty sure we had some shows that we talked about that we haven't done.
We have. I got to go through my notes. I know I've written them.
Oh, I know the one that we going to do, though.
Oh,
yo, yeah. Hey, you niggas is trying to have a y'all trying to have a handicap match against me too.
What?
Yeah, you and 12 Cal, right? Y'all trying to jump me, right? If I'm not
ain't nobody. No, look. All that happened was he heard the last show and he took it to Twitter, was like, yo, there will be no Prince slander.
But he said he wanted to be a part of the convo though.
That's fine.
So that turned into a handicap match.
This is what we're going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this show is either going to be hella long or we got to have part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Because we do this all the time.
All the time.
But get you some sound bites from some MJ supporters. I'll get my little pieces from my Prince fan club.
Okay.
And then let's do this because it's a long time coming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
no love loss.
Every show you got to go there.
Yeah, let's go there. I mean, all right. I'll be ready.
Okay. Yeah. When he leaves, I'll be quiet.
I'll be quiet. No, I can't wait to do that show. 12 Cal. We just gonna have to figure out the schedules and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. We do have some other shows that we've talked about.
Yeah.
That we can do now in between time. So
yeah, they ain't ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brett. Thank you once again. If you want to leave your socials so they could stalk you.
The stalking, no. But you can find me on Instagram, BrittRenee_allday, and on Twitter, BrittyBritty18.
Yay, yay. And you already know my socials. And Monty is a man now.